restless from the search and get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matadors, a man left to his own schemes. But everybody needs someone beside, shining like a lighthouse from the sea.
Year 1628, a baby was born to a very poor family. His name was John, and John was so poor, the family was so poor, that when John's father died, all John was left with was 1 shilling and a tinker's anvil. And John grew up learning to swing a hammer and make certain things with the anvil. He wasn't much of a, he didn't get much of an education, and he only really started to learn to read because of his fascination with knights and slaying monsters and overcoming great trials in their life, and romances and villains. And so John developed his love of reading. When John turned 16, he decided to join the army. And while he was standing guard one day, he was shot in the head, and he actually died. He was shot in the head by a musket bullet, and they revived him and brought him back to life. And John, reflecting on that in his life, realized that it was that he felt that God had saved him for a purpose. After the war, John returned home, and he met a young Christian lady, and her father was a Christian, and he lent him some books. And John discovered religion, and he was doing his best to do good deeds and try his best. But being a tinker, he was prone to swearing and drinking, and yeah, he got himself into a bit of trouble. And it wasn't until he started to read Galatians and Luther's commentary on Galatians that he realised that his sin could be forgiven regardless of the deeds that he'd done. He realised that he could be justified by faith. Through reading the Bible and these other different books, John really fell in love with Jesus, and he began to talk about Jesus, and people would flock to listen to him. He became a quite renowned preacher. Unfortunately, in the day, preaching was illegal. They were afraid that it would create a riot and a revolution would start for different sorts of thinking. And so John was arrested, and he was put into prison for 3 months. At the end of those 3 months, John was released on the condition that he wouldn't preach anymore, and he said no, that he couldn't do it. So in the end, he spent 12 years in prison. And during that time in prison, he learned to read the Bible. He was reading different books. He could spend time in prayer and worship, and his relationship with God really grew. And he started to get ideas of capturing the Bible in image, and he came up with these images of mountains and hills and dragons and villains and a journey of this the life of a Christian. And so he wrote the book, The Pilgrim's Progress, based on his life, but also based on this idea that Lot was fleeing from the world. He fled from Sodom. And John's journey was really about that, fleeing from the things of the world and heading toward a journey of the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom. And so he entitled this book Pilgrim's Progress, which later on was retitled A Dangerous Journey.
Face down in the desert now, there's a cage locked around my heart. I found a way to drop the keys where my failures were. Now my hands can't reach that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong. It's your love that brings me home.
What's a pilgrim? John described a pilgrim A pilgrim is a person who goes on a journey seeking a spiritual connection with God. It's a person in search of God. And a lot of people go on pilgrimages to find God. Some travel into the deserts or some on high mountains. Others go and seek out places that people like the apostles have made famous. And they feel that by going on this journey that they will connect with God in a greater way. So we've been on a spiritual pilgrimage. We've been working through the Old Testament based on the idea of Jesus walking with his disciples along the road, the Emmaus Road, in Luke chapter 24. It says that beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus was explaining the scriptures concerning himself. And so we've gone through a lot of the Old Testament and been through Moses and some of the prophets, Samuel, and seeing where Jesus is revealed through scripture. And we're going to continue to do that, but with a little bit of a change. I'm not going to, over the next few weeks, reveal the scripture to you. I want you to dig down for yourself. I want you to seek and to find Jesus in these scriptures. I'd love for us to be able to share this journey together. So rather than just read it and keep it to yourself, I'd love for you to share that on WhatsApp. So the idea is that you pair up, that you start to share what you're reading, what you're going through in your quiet times. Maybe you continue to go through the chapters one by one and just share with us, the church, what you're learning, what you're discovering. And I'll be on that journey as well. I'll be sharing what I'm learning and discovering. But you could maybe just either type it on WhatsApp, or you could record yourself and post it as a little video. You've got to keep it under 5 minutes. So as well as sharing what you're learning, I want us to do some spiritual disciplines or some spiritual exercises at the same time. That will actually help us strengthen our relationship with Jesus and give us a better sense of discipline and self-control in our lives. And so we'll be doing a spiritual discipline each week. I'll be sharing what that is for the week. Richard Foster says that the desperate need today is not for a greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. Interesting. So we want to go deeper. We're trying to discover what it means for as disciples to go deeper with Jesus and understand what a deeper relationship looks like. And so this week I want to start with journaling. I want us to get a journal. Some of the journals might still be half empty from a few years ago, the ones we gave out at church. And I want us to start to document this journey from the beginning, sharing your struggles, how hard it is, how hard it's been, some of the things you're going through at the moment. Just document that. You might feel free to share those things with the church, or you just might use it as a form of documentation for yourself. Now the plan is that this series will take about 10 weeks, and so it's an opportunity for you to start to walk and talk and to share. And we want to culminate this journey at the end of the 10 weeks with a bushwalk, with a few people going walking through the bush. Depending on your level of fitness will depend on how far we go, but the idea will be that we sort of put this journey into practice, where we gather together and we sit and we share our learning and our journey together. This week you'll receive a card in the mail. I want to encourage you to take time to read that card and have a think about the verse and the words that are written in there, and begin to maybe just journal what you're thinking about that. You don't need to write a full page, but just your ideas about what you think God is speaking to you. The other thing I want you to write down in journal is your big prayer. What is your big prayer for your life, for your family? What is it you feel God is calling you to do? So if you're ready for this journey, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I'll see you on the road. Let's start our journey together with prayer. Father, we thank you that you've called us to be in relationship with you. And sometimes the things of the world get in the way and we're not sure of the path that we should take. And so we ask for your spirit to continue to lead us and guide us. We thank you for the people that you've put around us, that can be an encouragement to us, that can actually reflect on and talk about our journey together. And so, Lord, I pray that over the next 10 weeks that we'll really develop relationships deeper with one another, but also deeper with you as we learn and to hear from you and be directed by you as to where we should go in our life. We know that our calling is toward Jesus, and that you want us to become more and more like him. And so I pray that on our spiritual journey that we'll have that in mind as we battle the things of this world, that we strive to become more and more like Jesus. Pray these things in his name. Amen. Okay, so just so we're clear, our homework for this week is to grab a journal and to begin to document your journey. You can talk about your struggles and all of those things that you're going through. But at the same time, I want you to open up 2 Samuel chapter 1 and start to have a look through chapter 1 yourself and see if you can find Jesus in there and his character or the things of the world, things of the kingdom, and document that as well. Make sure you write down your prayers and document them. And make sure you look for your big prayer. What is it that you feel God's wanting you to do in your life? And start to pray with other people about that, and make that a regular prayer as we go on this journey together. And because we're on this journey together, the idea will be then for you to just take a two-minute video of yourself and sharing your journey, just walking as you walk and talk to with each other, and record that and put it on WhatsApp. You can type if you don't feel like you want to record. Just type it in and share a verse, a prayer. But we want to go on this journey together as a church. So if you're ready, let's begin.